Micah chapter 4. Micah chapter 4, verse 1, the Bible says this, "But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the tops of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us of His ways, and we will walk in His paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." I want to preach this morning, if God will be my help, on some last things. Amen. Some last things that we see today. Amen. As we come to this, we look at this, the Word of God here. And the Bible talks about, a kingdom come. Amen. And He told us to pray. He said, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done." Amen. That's what we're looking for. I hope that's what we're looking for today. Amen. For a good God of glory to come and set up His kingdom to rule and reign. Praise God. But I want to say He wants to do that today. The good God of glory wants to do that today in the hearts of my His people. He wants to rule and reign with us. Amen. He wants to begin to give us that help. He wants to bring us along according to the good God of glory. Amen. That we might be encouraged and an encouragement. But I'm afraid today we get called in disillusion by this world that we live in because of the wickedness all around us. And we think there's no way out. But I want to say that's a lie of the devil. There's a way out today, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. When we put our faith and our trust in Him, He brings us, He surpasses all of the obstacles that we face, takes away all the stumbling blocks, and gives us the help and the hope to proceed on. And I'm saying if there's ever been a time that the church needs to march on, hey, we need to march on right now. Amen. March on, God's people. March on. Praise God for the good God of glory. Amen. We see God moving in a mighty way. Even in the day and the hour we live, we know that perilous times are upon us. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, He said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." So the Bible's telling us here that it's to be expected that some perilous times can come. He said, there's going to be some hardships. There's going to be some trials. There's going to be some tribulation that we have to go through in this world. But I want to say there's a good God of glory that's got that too. There's a Lord and Savior that ever liveth to make intercession for me and you. I want to say, what did you say, Pat? I want to say this. We have someone on our side. We have the good God of glory. We have the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He is our hope of glory, and He's on our side today. We have an adversary, which is the devil. Amen. He wants to destroy and tear down. He wants to tear up. He wants to lead us astray and try to teach us things that's contrary to the things of God. But I want to say today on the authority of God that we can trust and believe on Him. Amen. He'll lead us straight. He'll lead us true. He'll give us help. He'll comfort our hearts. He'll give us guidance. He'll give us leadership. And praise be to God, one of these days, glory to God, He's prepared for us a place. Amen. And glory be to God, when we give us thinking about Him, how good He is, amen. And we may be thinking that there is perilous time, but praise be to God, He's a God of glory that'll deliver us to us. Amen. He'll bring us through, glory to God. Ain't you glad you got somebody? Do you know Him again? Do you know Him today as your Lord and Savior? That precious Lamb of God, amen, that was slain from the foundation of the world so that me and you might have that hope today. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Even though the perilous time, Paul said, they're coming. He said, they shall, not might or if, they could, but He said, perilous times shall come. The Lord tells us in Micah chapter 5. He tells us in chapter 5, verse 10, He said, "It shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that I will cut off the horses out of the midst of thee. I will destroy thee." He talks about all these "I wills." Amen. God says, "Hey, listen." He said, "Just don't worry about it." He said, "Just hang on, pray God. Just trust in the Lord." He said, "I'm going to take care of things when it's time. Some things at the last day," God says, "I'll take care of." He said, "I'll get them plumb out of the way so you don't have to worry about them no more." Amen. He said, "I will cut off the cities of thy land and throw down the strongholds. I will cut off the witchcrafts out of thy land, and thou shalt have no more soothsayers." Have you ever seen a time that witchcraft is so prominent? I mean, everywhere you look at witchcraft, it's being accepted. And people, they're just explained away. Said, well, it's just harmless stuff. I won't say that's phony baloney, the devil. And we're coming up on a time of this Halloween. Amen. Listen, when the devils and the demons of hell come out in full force. Amen. I want to say they steal wickedness in this world that we live in. They steal wicked, evil spirits, amen, that's coming upon people and destroying hearts and minds, amen, and taking people right into the pits of hell. Amen. I want to say this morning that hell is real. It's not a made-up place. And these demons of hell, these demons, praise God, that want to reach up and grab you and me and my children and your children and drag us off into the pit of hell. Hell is real this morning. Amen. He said perilous times coming because the devil knows his days is numbered. He knows he's only got a short time to work. And boy, he's a working hard. And I want to say he's good at what he does. Amen. So he's a pulling down, destroying, putting up this Satanism and demonism that's a prominent, I mean, about every show anymore. Got something to do with the devil and demon and vampires and werewolves. Amen. Yeah, hey, listen, young people, don't watch that mess. That's wickedness. It's the devil trying to infiltrate your mind. Amen. So he might get into your heart. Amen. He said, thy graven images, verse 13, also will I cut off. Those things that we worship, it's not of God. Those things that we put before him. He said, thy standing images out of the midst of thee. Those that we put up there that we can look at. He said, I'll get rid of those. He said, and thou shalt no more worship the work of thy hands. Amen. He said, those things that we do. If we ain't very careful, we get caught up in this old world and we get to worship in the things that we do. The old devil, a great technique that he uses is makes us busy. We're so busy that we don't have time to do what's right. I mean, I told the church the other night, praise God, if we don't start reaching out in community, praise God, we're going to see people all around us die and go off to hell. And while we see them die and go off to hell, you'll see the church die from the inside. We got to reach out. Amen. We got to start reaching out. We got to reach out to the community. We got to reach out to people. We got to reach out to old sinners. We got to reach out to our family. We've got to start reaching out, praise God. Amen. Because destruction is on every hand. In the last day, perilous times is coming. Mamas and daddies are seeing their sons die and go to hell. They're seeing them caught up in drugs and alcoholism, pornography, all these wicked things of this world. But praise God that Paul said it'd be like this. But God says, I'll start taking away this stuff. He said, God said, I will start chopping away. He said, I'll start getting rid of that, praise the Lord. Ain't you glad we've got a God that'll get rid of it? Amen. He'll take it away. He'll cut it out. Praise God. He said, I will pluck up the groves out of the midst of thee, so will I destroy thy cities. Verse 15, he said, I will execute vengeance in anger and fury upon the heathen, which as they have not heard. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, listen. He said, you know what happens a lot of times? We get to thinking about all these wickedness in the world, all these perilous things that's coming along, and we'll forget about who we should be. Right. Amen. We get to thinking about everybody else and trying to fix everybody else, and we forget to fix me and you. Right. Amen. We forget to take care of me. We forget to look into the needs and the wants and the things that we need, praise God, for ourselves. And we'll start trying to help everybody else. And we don't even have help for ourselves. You can't help nobody. You get help for yourself. Amen. In these last days, these last things, praise God, we need to realize that we've got a helper that's supreme. Amen. And it's to the God of glory. Praise the Lord. If we ain't careful, we begin to try to take some things and we begin to try to count them up, if you will. Amen. We try to work and to have and to put it into a basket and hold on to it and contain it. Amen? That's what we try to do. That's what me and you try. We try to work to have. Praise God, instead of working that we might give. Amen? So that we might pice it out. We ought to pice it out in a liberal fashion, praise God, because we love God. And we're looking for his appearing. See, that's what James told us about over in James chapter 5. In James chapter 5, verse 2, he said this. He said, your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eating. He said, that you're trying to do, praise God. He said, it's for naught. He said, it's not amounting to anything. Have you ever wondered why in the world that we live, we're making more money, we're doing more things than we've ever done before, and we have less? We have less time, we have less respect, we have less spirituality, amen? We have less God. Amen? So something tells me that we're going about this in the wrong way. And James says here, it's because that we're trying to gather stuff unto ourselves for us. He said, praise God, what we ought to be doing is trying to gather things together for the Lord. He said, your gold and silver is cankered, verse 3, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Now watch this. He said, you have heaped treasure together, watch, for the last days. Have you seen those things or two where they're talking about these hoarders? They're starting to take and they're starting to hoard up all these supplies for the last day, getting ready for the last day. Listen, I don't know about you, praise God. When it comes to the last day, I'm going to go be with my Savior. I'm going to go be with my Lord Jesus, amen. I'm going to go out of here, praise God, shouting the glory, amen. Let them hoard up. You say, preacher, she means you shouldn't be prepared. Yeah, you should have some canned goods. You should prepare. But praise God, we ought to be doing that every day. Amen. We ought to be looking to take care of things every day. We ought to be good stewards every day. But praise God, he said, if you're going to store up, trying to hold up all this stuff for the future when these last days change of events take place, he said, you're out of luck. What you need, praise God, is the good God of glory on your side. He said, the righteous should not be forsaken or his seed of begging bread. Amen. Amen. We need to live in these last days. Some things in these last days, praise God, is forget about. All the things of this world. Hey, listen, I may just give you a brief statement here. We might as well forget being rich in this world and just be rich in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Forget about amassing that fortune. They say now that you've got to have at least $1 million in order to retire and live comfortably. Some of us already past the age of ever seeing that. Amen. So what we need to do is just keep working, doing all things as unto the Lord, praise God, looking for the good God of glory to supply all our needs. In the last days, praise God, we need the Lord more than we ever have. Amen. In the last days, praise God, we need to trust Him. James said, hey, don't trust in riches, praise God. He said, trust in God. Amen. Amen. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God in His righteousness. God said, shall supply all your needs. He said, I'll take care of all those things you have need of. That's the God that we serve today. Amen. So he tells us here, praise God. He said, it's not about the riches of the world. He said, it's not about what we have. But he says, it's about who we have. Amen. What we have won't do you no good. You see, these hearse that carry people out to the graveside every day. And I've yet, Brother John, to see a U-Haul behind one of them. Yet to see it. But if it did go to the grave, amen, that's as far as that stuff could go. Amen. But praise be to God, if you've got the good God of glory, they take it and they put you in that hope chest, they drop you down in the earth, praise God. But the Spirit of God, amen, go back to God and give it, and praise God, you can shout the glory all the way to the house. I'm talking about the last things, praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. What a God we serve. Amen. Praise God. He's telling me the other day, they said, have you ever noticed that you never see a Ford that's a Hurst? You ever seen a Ford that was a Hurst? They said Henry Ford said in the very beginning, he said he would not allow his Fords to become Hurst. And they said, why? He said, because I designed them to get you there and to bring you back. Amen. Amen. Not to leave you somewhere. That was his words. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, we've got one that's greater than a Ford. We've got the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He promised glory to God that He would take us, glory. And if we'll trust Him one glorious day in a little while, amen, glory to God, in the last day, He's going to stand up and rise up, glory be to God, and He's going to say, hey, who wants to go with me? I'm going back. Amen. Glory to God. He said, let me see your hands. Let me see your heart. Mount up, young. We're taking control, praise God. Amen. I'm glad there's a God of glory that has the ability, amen, to take control of every situation now and beyond. Amen. Bless His holy name. So James said, hey, it's not about what we can gain. what you get as a free gift. Amen. That free gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the most important thing that you could ever receive. It's better than a college education. It's better than a doctorate degree. Amen. It's better than a mansion on a hill. Praise God. It's the most important thing in the last days to have is the Lord Jesus Christ. Relationship with Him, praise God. That free pardon of sin. But see, James is telling us here that it's not about the things. It's not about working to get in. But he said it's about just believing and receiving what God's got for us. But in Hebrews, he tells us there'd be days, praise God, when perilous times come. But he said days of provision made for these. He gave us an advance warning. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 1, in verse 1, the Bible said, God, who at sundry times in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. Amen. He said we got a forward warning. He said somebody was a heralding the good news. Somebody was telling us, praise God, that there's a better way. I wonder why, but hey, Brother Jeff, I wonder why we're getting away from that better way. Amen. There's a one way, praise God. There's a way that seemeth right to a man, but I will say, praise God, there's a way that is right. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. These last things, praise God, that we need to know. He tells us in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. He said, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. Amen. Sounds sufficient to me. Amen. He goes on and says, who being the brightness is His glory, and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of God. Amen. So He said, had that majesty on high. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, well, so what He did, He said, He give you an advance warning, praise God. He said, perilous times will come. James said, it's not about what you get here, praise God, but what you set aside over there. He said, about the glory to behold, amen, in the last things that we do. I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'd like my last days to be my best days for Jesus. He said, well, preacher, the Bible tells us in the last days there's going to be a great falling away. I realize that. People's going to fall. But Paul also said, we're not of those that fall back. Amen. He said, hey, born again believers are those that press on for Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't have nothing to go back to. We realize, praise God, that this whole world don't hold no joy, no peace, no happiness. It don't have nothing to be desired. Amen. But there's a good God of glory. Amen. The majesty on high, praise God, has made provision for His people. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad there's been provision made for me and you. Even in these last days, when the perilous times are coming, praise God, we can forget about all our worries and our desires, amen, and this world, and just cling and desire the Lord. Amen. Where's our desires at? Amen. I wonder today, where are your desires at? In these last days that we live, where is our desires? What do we desire? See, what we desire, that's what we pursue. When we start desiring the Lord, when we start looking for the Lord, when you start wanting money, you start looking for it. And money ain't a bad thing. The love of money is. Amen. Listen, if you start needing a new car, yours is on its last leg, and you're putting more into it than you're getting out of it, and you start desiring it, amen, you know what happens? It won't be long. You'll find a way to get that. Amen. Some last things, praise God, that we ought to have before we go out of here is a desire for the Lord. Because if we've got a true, urgent desire, praise God, we'll desire, amen, to be with Him. We'll desire to see Him. Praise God, we'll desire to have what He's got for us. Amen. Amen. We'll start working to that way. So one of these days in a little while when we've overcome the enemy, amen, we have an enemy in this world. The prince and power of this present world, amen, he's our adversary. Amen. He's walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. And he's snatching people up in his old gnarly teeth and his claws, amen, and just shredding people and destroying lives. That's what he does. But praise God, one of these days in a little while, And when it's all said and done, it even bring death. Death comes. Death is our enemy. Amen? That's what he says in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Look what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 15. Let's go back to verse 27. Now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Amen. I'm going to ask you something. Are you living or are you dying? That's a question we have to ask ourselves. Are we living or dying? Amen. If you've never been saved, you're dying. Amen. And you'll die and die and die for eternity, world without end. But praise God, if you've been saved, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you become the first fruits, praise God. He said, but every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. He's talking about those rule and authority, that power that's not of God. He said, one day, praise the Lord, said he's going to get rid of all that and take it out of our way. I'm looking forward to that, ain't you? Said, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. But now watch this. He said, the last enemy. You know who our last enemy is? It's not our boss man we have at the job. Amen. Even though we think he may be our enemy. Amen. It's not our president, our Congress, our Senate, although they seem pretty wicked most of the time. Amen. But he said that worst enemy to have, that last enemy to have, it will be death. He said, the last enemy shall be destroyed. To be destroyed is death. He said, it shall be destroyed. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, because in the last days, amen, as a child of God, trusting Lord Jesus Christ, we can realize in the last days, death will be done away with. Death don't have no hold of us if we're a child of God. Jesus already died, praise God, for the dead. Amen. Did you get that? Jesus has already died for the dead. Amen. And he's resurrected up into newness of life, praise God. And if we're living with him, amen, we've been brought out too. Glory be to God. What a blessing it is. He goes on in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He goes over in verse 45. He said, so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. But look where our help comes in. He said, the last Adam, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, was made a quickening spirit. Amen. A spirit that'll bring us alive. Amen. That quickening, that living spirit, amen, that moves into us. You look around in our Baptist churches and you see so many people that's a humdrum about their Christianity. You see so many people that look around and it seems like they've lost their best friend. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, that when the good God of glory moves in and the Holy Ghost of God begins to stir in your heart, you can look up your head, lift up your eyes and say, glory to God. My Redeemer liveth. Amen. My Redeemer liveth. That last Adam, he became a quickening spirit. Amen. It's alive. It's real. It's vibrant. Amen. It's a working, glory be to God. In the last, some of the last things we need to recognize is the power of the resurrected Savior. Amen. Praise God. He said, howbeit, verse 36, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which was natural. And afterward, that which is spiritual. See what I'm saying? What we're doing, folks, listen to me, we're still living in that natural man. Amen? We're still living in that natural lady. We're still living in that natural kid. Amen? We're still letting the old natural person have its right of way. Amen? That's what came first. That's what we were born. We were born into sin and sinfulness. But praise God, he said, after that, we get things that's spiritual. He said, the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Amen. Praise God. He overcame the worldliness. He overcame the earthliness. Praise God. He said, as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, youngins. He said, don't be discouraged. Don't be downtrodden. He said, lift up your head and look up. Praise God. He said, you're going to be like your Savior one day. God, glory be to God. No hindrances on our life, but all help and rejoicing and joy, praise God, will be poured out on us in just a little while. Amen. Praise God. He said, one of these days in a little while, He will get victory, amen, through the Lord Jesus Christ. He will deliver us. He said, Now I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. I want to say, you can't work your way in. You can't be good enough to get in. Amen, but praise be to God when the Holy Ghost of God moves into your heart and He begins to renovate you from the inside out with that sanctifying power of God. Amen, begins to do that sanctifying work, that setting aside work, praise be, and we begin to realize that God begins to help us, amen. He begins, hey, the last things that He does is that molding and making of the great architect of this world as He takes me and you, puts us on that potter's wheel and forms us and makes us into likeness an image of God. Amen. Some of the last things we see, pray God, is God working on us. What's He preparing us for? Amen. To inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. Why? How do you inherit something? Because you inherit something because you're in the line, the lineage to receive it. Amen. But he said, now this I say, brethren, the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Amen. He said, so the incorruption has to go away and the corruption has to go away. Praise God. He said, behold, I show you a mystery. He's speaking to us. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, the last trump. For a trump of God shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible and shall be, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Now watch this. He says, so when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But watch this. Amen. Some of the last things that we are to record in our mind. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So what he says here said that death has a hold of, death's a dragging us down, death's a killing you. Amen. But he said, praise God that through the Lord Jesus Christ that we've overcome the last enemy. He said, what he's saying is Jesus Christ, praise God, he's got his foot, he said, till his foot, praise God. Amen. Till he got everything under his foot. And one day, praise God, in a little while, Brother Chris, he's going to put the devil and the demons of hell and the cares of this world under his feet, praise God. And he's going to squash them once and for all, glory to God. Amen. That we might be prepared and be ready, praise the Lord, to enter in unto his glory. Amen. Some of the last things, praise God, that God's a doing for me and you. Boy, that ought to be enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Praise God. One of these days, he's going to put all this stuff under his feet. Squish it once and for all. Mash it like a bug. Amen. You say, preacher, you got a vivid imagination. I may have, but leave me alone. Praise God. I'm rejoicing my spell. Amen. Praise God. I'm looking for a glorious day when the old devil and the adversary is taken out of the way. He gives me a fit. This old flesh gives fit. This old world gives me a fit. I hate what's taking place in these United States of America. But praise God, as we begin to realize, praise God, that the coming of the Lord's kingdom, amen, to enter and in, praise God, as we read and you're hearing over in Micah, that we're preparing for a glorious day, amen, when we're going to be with the Lord in the presence of His goodness and His mercy. In the light, what some of the last things, amen, some last things we need to know is, glory to God, one of these days we're going to march on design, glory to God, with the help of the Lord, praising and worship and giving Him all the glory. Amen. But he said, what you got to do? He said, you got to find a place to start your journey. Amen. Got to start, we've got to find a getting off place. Where we get off of this old twirling thing that we call a ride, amen, and get aboard the Lord Jesus Christ. Begin to go in the direction, amen. Some last things that we need to do in these last days that we live. Praise God, and get on board with the Lord. Amen. Sell out, praise God, lock, stock, and barrel. And say, you know what? The most important part in these last things is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but in the last days, Micah 4, it shall come to pass. Amen. Did you get that? He said, it shall come to pass. Amen. In the last days, it'll come to pass. Everything that God has promised children of God, it'll come to pass. Every time, everything God has promised us, praise God, all through the ages, amen, will be fulfilled in the last time. He said, "In shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it." Amen. Praise be to God. One day in a little while, amen, everything in this world that supersedes God, amen, will be put low, made low. And praise God, He'll be exalted above all. Amen. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. One of these days in a little while, He's going to step out and He's going to say, come away, my beloved, my fair one. Come away, amen. And glory be to God. Those that are looking for His appearance are going to flock to Him. Amen. What a day that'll be. Some of the last things we do. Amen. Praise God is head for glory. Amen. Some of the last things we'll do in this world, praise God, will be head off into glory to be with the Lord. Amen. But we know what we need to do in order to do that is to start our journey now. Amen. We've got to start marching. Amen. Unto Zion. Praise God. We've got to start marching to glory even today. Amen. The people shall flow unto it. Many nations shall come and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob, and He will teach us of His ways. See what's wrong with the world today? Praise God, we're trying to live in our ways. The Lord even told us to bring up a child in the way that he should go. Amen. And when he's old, he'll not depart from it. But what we want to do is let them go in the way that they want to go. Amen. And the way that we all want to go is the way of the flesh. But praise be to God, if we go the way that we should go, it'll be the way that's pleasing to God. Amen. The last things we ought to do is try to do to go in the way that God wants us to go. And He said, we will walk in His paths because He's going to lead us. Amen. He's going to lead us in His way, praise God, till the end of the way. When we see Him face to face, praise God. Won't that be something? But Micah said, you know what? He said, some last things in the last days that we need to know, amen, is that the good God of glory, the Lord Jesus, He loves us. And He said, young'un, just start your journey now. He said, just start coming to me. Start your journey toward me. And praise God, He said, I'll help you to finish well. God's promised that today. Amen. If we'll just start our journey. Amen. You remember the day that you got saved? You remember that night, that day, that evening? Remember that place? Holy Ghost of God was a wooing you, showed you just no lost sinner on your way to hell, and you deserved it. But praise God, God said, you don't have to die and go to hell because I loved you, and I sent my only begotten Son to be the Savior of mankind, to be your Savior. And praise God, you know what? You remember what you did? Amen. Maybe you was standing there holding the back of that pew with a death grip, shaking all over. Your heart felt like it was going to beat out of your chest. But all of a sudden, you let go of that pew and you just stepped out trusting the Lord. Amen. Praise God. When you took that first step, you know what happened after that? God done the rest. Amen. God, the last things, praise God, that we need to be doing these last days, praise God, just taking a step for God. Just step out in His direction. Amen. God will do the rest. When we sincerely step out in the right direction, God will do the rest. Amen. But you know what's wrong with most of us today? We want to be on the mountain. We want to be on that place where God is, but we're not willing to step out to get there. Amen. We're not willing to just through faith to believe that God can. These people sitting in Baptist churches all over this country that are discouraged and cast down. Because we can't believe God. But Micah said, God, He's given us a promise in the last days for the future. Amen. Of a glory be to God, of a mountaintop experience all the days of our life, praise God, with the Lord. He said, but what we have to do, He said, in order to get there, the folks said, hey, come on, let's go. Amen. He said, the God of the mountain, He's calling, He's beckoning to us.
Did you know what the nations said? A lot of the nations, they said, well, no, we're not going to go up right now. We're going to wait a while. We're going to put it off. But God says today is the day of salvation. Amen. Today's the day that you need to take that first step. I praise God unto glory. Amen. Some last things that we need to do. The last things we need to do, praise God, is just trust the Lord. Take that step of faith, heading towards Him, praise God, and let God begin to do that work in our lives that needs to be done. But we have to take that step. We have to step out, get out of our safe zones. Amen. You say, well, you know, I'm in a place of safety here. I feel secure in my little seat here. Everything seems okay. But you'd be amazed in these last things, praise God, when we step out on purpose and just say, God, I'm just going to go with You. The difference that it makes in your life.